This Christmas, practice the prayerful pause. Yes, when you encounter difficult people, pause and pray quickly before speaking, or maybe not speaking. When you encounter beautiful moments, pause and praise God. And if you are experiencing a Christmas with an undeniable shadow of death, pause and remember that you are far from being alone. The Lord is with you. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." You are so loved by God, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you have had to face this year. If you're in grief, I relate. After 8 loved ones and friends passed away over the course of about 6.5 months from December 2018 through June 2019, memories pop up everywhere as certain music, scents, and scenes appear near Christmas. But when we have our first Christmas after loved ones go to heaven, we can cling to Christ and especially savor Luke 1:78 through 79. Quote, "Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise, the Messiah, from on high will dawn and visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in a straight line into the way of peace and serenity." Unquote. Yes, Christ did come. Yes, he will come again. Let him into your heart, your hurting heart. We each need to turn to him. Repent and believe the awesome reality of his birth, death, resurrection, and upcoming return. Receive Christ as Savior and Lord. Receive his comfort. Sometimes we can fight off his comfort. Be sure to pause and let him comfort you. Savor the words of our Savior in Matthew 28:20, which says, "I am with you always, remaining with you perpetually, regardless of circumstance, and on every occasion, even to the end of the age," unquote. Yes, let's all remember to practice the prayerful pause this Christmas. Pause to pray. Pause to worship. Pause to receive his comfort. Pause to remember that Christ is with us. Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus. I'm going to pause now and pray for all of you listening to this. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you did not leave us in the shadow of death, but that you came, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to just rely on you and your strength, to just be in your arms, lean on you, listen to you, thank you for your promises. Lord, I pray for every hurting heart. We welcome you, Jesus, into our hearts to comfort them. And some people right now want to receive you for the first time. So please cleanse us from our sins. We turn from doing life our way and turn to you, the way, the truth, and the life. Please be our Savior and our Lord. We repent of our sin and we recognize that you are King. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you died on the cross in our place, taking the punishment for our sins, and that you rose again, conquering sin and death. Thank you for beaming your light. You are so beautiful, Lord Jesus. We welcome you. Thank you for being the light. You are so good. I pray for all those listening that you would draw them close to yourself this Christmas. I pray for all those who have loved ones that don't know you yet, or who aren't walking with you closely yet, and just seem to be straying. I pray for them. I pray for anyone who doesn't know you yet, who's listening. Please make your presence known to them. Draw them to yourself. I thank you for all our blessings. We just bless your name and thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming and that you will come again. Pray for all churches. Pray for our country. Pray for our military and veterans. Just ask for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. When reacting, practice the prayerful pause. Pause to remember that Christ is with you. Christ is with me. God is with us. Emmanuel.